Mishnah in Vav Amud Beis, which speaks about the laws of Ratzeach, and the Mishnah formulated the Chiddush of Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem is learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk is in the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. O be'evo, the rabbi says on Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem is the following: a person is being toivel in the mikveh, and is completely submerged under the water. But he's going to come up. He plans to come up. So if I put a board on top and I lock him in and he can't come out, so I didn't really push him into the water. He was under the water. I prevent his ability to get out. So that's a Xeris HaKosim, that's also Chai. Tzamtzim is also Chai. Or a person, let's say, goes into the Chavis HaButcher, goes into the freezer, and the freezer in this slaughterhouse is 100 degrees below zero, whatever. And he goes in just for half a minute in order to take something out, and he's going to go out. So he goes in, and I lock the door. I didn't push him in. I locked the door. Mimela, he freezes to death. So that's called mitzamtzem. Someone goes into a furnace. He's only going into a furnace for a short period of time, and he's going to come right out, and it's very hot. The heat is gefährlich, but he's only going to go for a few seconds. He's going to jump out. And I lock the door, because the heat keeps on beating on against him, so Mimela, he gets killed. So that's a chiddush that mitzamtzem is chayv. So the Gemara had a machlokes amoraim. What would the din of mitzamtzem be by mazik? The din is that gram retziche is only chayv nisa b'dei shamayim. It's only chayv nisa bezdin. If you do retziche, thank you very much. If you do retziche, the yadayim ha'horigas chaver is chayv gram retziche is nisa b'dei shamayim, no nisa bezdin. So we say mitzamtzem is not called grama. There is a kosev all the able. The rabbi says mitzamtzem is considered as if he did the Maiser Ritzicha. So, and by Nezikin is also the din. Adam HaMazik is Chai, but Adam HaMazik Ayde Grama, Grama ben Nezikin is Potter. So should I say, I carry over the din from Ritzicha to Nezikin. They're just like by Ritzicha, Grama is Potter, and Samson is a Pasuk that it's worse than Grama. It's considered like Horeb the Adayim, so too by Nezikin. Mitzamtzem is considered like Adam HaMazik V'Adana. Maybe I should say the Gzeres HaKosev only appears in the Pasuk by Ritzicha, doesn't appear by Nezik. So that was a Machloikas HaMoroim between Rav Acha Bar Rav and Ravina, and we passed in the Rambam Paskins La'alacha like Ravina, that the Pasuk is not only restricted, this Pasuk is not Mitzumtzum to Ritzeach. The Pasuk of Mitzamtzem applies to both. It applies both to Ritzeach and to Nezik. Okay. That's what we learned. So now the Gemara continues on the topic of Mitzamtzem. Omar Rav, that's on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, about seven lines from the top. Omar Rav, Kofso Meis Barov Pata. What if I tie somebody up? Let's say I lower somebody, I throw someone down in a pit, and there's no ladder to get out. And the Mela, he dies from malnutrition. There's plenty of oxygen, but there's no food, so he dies from lack of food. So Rava says, I don't throw him in a pit. I tie him up and he can't go anywhere. So in the Mele, he doesn't have any food to eat. So he dies. So Rava says that you're not chai. Why? Because he didn't do the Ritzicha. It's Gram Ritzicha. He didn't do the Ritzicha of the Kumliya, so he didn't do the Ritzicha of the Adai. All he did was Mitzamtzem. He prevented him from running away. So Mitzamtzem was only chayiv if he's already submerged under the water, or if he's already in the freezer, he's already in the furnace, and I lock the door, so the Dova HaHorig is there already. Except that the cold takes a couple of hours. It's already freezing cold, and it's already burning hot, and he's already there in the water. So the Dova HaHorig is there already. The only thing is it takes a while till it makes its effect. But over here, he's not hungry at all. Let's say a person has been starving for the last couple of days, and he's getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and he's going to die. And then somebody brings a whole table full of food, and the guy walks over to, after not being able to eat for 2 weeks, whatever, he's holding by chaloshing, and someone brings over a table full of food he's about to eat, so then I tie him up, and I don't let him eat. In such a case, Ravu would say that you are chayiv. That would be a case like Mitzamtzem. She's holding by dying, and the Dova HaHorig is there already. He's already deep into his state of malnutrition. In such a case, he would be chayv. But Kofsa Meis Barov, that case he wouldn't be chayv, because that's not how does Taisa say? Kofsa Meis Barov, Afilu Hayaroyev Kvar, The little Tosis, a one line Tosis. Even if he's hungry at the time that I tie him up, if the hunger pains wouldn't get any worse, so that's the equivalent of Soifarov Lovay. That's like Soifchama Lovay, Soifzina Lovay. That you're not chav, that's called grom. But let's say the person is mamish chalashin, he's holding by pain. He's already been, had no food in his mouth for 2 weeks. He's holding by dying. And then someone gives him food and he wants to eat it, and then I tie him up and I prevent him from eating. Now he's going to die from the malnutrition because I prevent him, I tied him up. So the stomach, such a case, the mitzamsin would be chai. Rabbi continues, he explains the same thing. I tie him up in the Sahara Desert. It's a very hot sun. And the sun is beating down, and everybody knows you can only sit in the sun for less than 5 minutes. If you stay more than 5 minutes, you already get burnt. In 10 minutes, you get sick, and in an hour, you're going to die. It's gefährlich. The heat is terrible. But he's only there for 2 minutes. I tie him up, and the Dova Hamedis is there already. Kopsa Bechama, or Kopsa Betzina. I tie him up in the freezer. And the cold is so freezing cold, if it'll... The Dava HaMemis is there already, just that it takes a long while till it takes its full effect. So then you would be chai. But what if I tie him up in the area at nighttime, where the sun will shine, the sun will rise tomorrow morning, but the sun is not there yet? If Soif Cham Alavoy, or Soif Tzin Alavoy, I tie him up in the daytime, the weather is nice, the weather is pleasant, but at nighttime it's so freezing cold, so then he's going to get killed because of the Cham, because of the Tzin. Soif Cham Alavoy, Soif Tzin Alavoy. So such a case, the din is that you're puffed. The din, in other words, Rav is saying that the din of mitzamtzem, this gzeres hakosuf, that even though you didn't do the act of ritzicha, you just prevented the person from saving his life. He's already in a predicament. You prevent him from saving his life. So that's considered as if you did the ritzicha. It's not a should have been gram ritzicha, but the pasuk says that it's not called gram ritzicha. That's called ritzicha biyadayim. The act of Ritzicha relates to you, that's only if the Dava HaMemis is already there. So Kopsa Omeis Barov, Taisis explained, is always the equivalent of Soif Chama Lovay, Soif Tzina Lovay. The Chiddush Din of Mitzamtzim is only if the Dava HaMemis is there already. So let's say if he's mamish holding by, if he's very, very sick and he's holding by dying from malnutrition, and then there's food, and then I tie him up, then it would be like Kopsa Bechama, then Mitzamtzim would be chai. Here, Tosis has this Tosis is a very famous Tosis, and it's very relevant to halacha lemaisa. The Tosis Soif Chama Lovay. So Tosis refers you to a sugya in Bava Kama, where there is a machlokes on Daf Chav Beis, famous Gemara where there's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the din of Eish. The Mishnah has the Arba Avos Nezikin, the Psukim and Mishpatim list off explicitly four. Avos Nezikin of Niskei Mammon, and Rashi writes what's called Avos Kar Lahanach Tichsibim Behagi Bekro. Whatever is Mefurish and Chumash, that's called Avos Nezikin. Whatever is very similar to what's written in the Chumash, that's called the Tolda. That's a Mamotzinu. It says in the Chumash, if you dig a bore in the street and somebody falls in and gets hurt, you have to pay. If the Eber falls in, a person falls in, you have to pay. What if you didn't dig a bore? What if you left Avna Sakina Masur and Rishusaram? Somebody stumbles on it and hurts himself. So that's the same as Bor, but it's not written in Chumash. So it has all the same dinim as Bor. That's what the Gemara says, Tolda Seyem, Kayotzeben. The Toldas have the exact same dinim as Bor, but it's not called an Av. The Av is the thing that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, and the Tolda is what's derived through a Mamatzin. Mamatzin means it has the same properties, the same dinim as the Av. So the Melon has the same type of Amazik as the Av, so it has the same dinim as the Av. So the Mishnah lists off all of the various Avos Nezikin. So one of them is Eish. Eish HaPasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So the Pasuk in Eish doesn't mean that I go over to a building and I strike a match and I make the curtains catch flame and I make the carpet catch flame and I burn down the whole house. That's all the Mamazik. That's not Eish. The Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama, why do you need so many psukim, Shor, Bor, and Mav and Hever? Why doesn't it... You really could have derived one from the other. If the Chumash would have written one or two of them, you would have been able to derive all the others. So why does the Chumash have to write everything for? Everything would be a told of Bor and one of the others. So the Gemara says, "Lama hilchasik hasina rachman." The Gemara says, "Lehilchaseyim." That each one of the Avos Nezikin has its own quirk. Each one has its own halacha. that the din is that Eish is potter and tom. A pasuk, Eish is potter and tom. That if I burn down someone else's barn, a gadish, and the guy had a chreis, $1 million in cash hiding in the gadish, that's not normal. Normal people put their cash in their mattress, put it in the back. Whatever is normal, but you don't put it in the gadish. Whatever is normal, you don't put it in the gadish. So he has $1 million in cash in the gadish. So if I go and I burn down the gadish, and I thought the gadish was worth $100,000, on the chayim found that the guy has $1 million worth of cash in the gadish. So it doesn't matter that I didn't realize that he has all the money. Adam Amazik, there's no ptur of Tamar. That's only a quirk of a ptur by Eish. It's not a ptur by Bor, it's not a ptur by Shem Beregyo. It's a special ptur only by Bor. A special ptur only by Eish. And Bor has a quirk that it's potter on Caleb. Shem Beregyo has a quirk that it's potter b'shus Rabbi. And Karen has a quirk, Lehil Chasem. Each one has a little dray. It's different from the others. The details, Halacha L'maisa, are different. That Karen is only Chayv Chatzin Nezik. The first three times and the fourth time, Chatzin Nezik Megufo. And then for the fourth time on is Chayv Nezik Shom. So the Gemara has a machlekes of Yechon Eish Lokish. What's with this Eish? Eish sometimes is Adam Amazik. If you go and you burn down the other one's house, that's Adam Amazik. That's not going to be, that's going to, and the din is Adam Amazik. Achayva b'chaver is Chayv Abod v'am Chamishit Bar. Nezik Tzar Ripuy Shevis and Boishis. And all the other Nezik, and you want a Chayv Nezik. You're not Chayv Nezik Tzar Ripuy Shevis and Boishis. Even if a person got injured, my behema was Nogeach somebody, it's Karen, it's Shem Beregel, it's Bor, it's Eish. You're not Chayiv. Chamishet Dvar Nezek, Tzarif, Mishem, Zmosh. Only Adam Achayiv of Ahamir. So the Gemara has the Machloek, that the Echon Shlokesh regarding the Eish. Eish is sometimes Adam Amazik, the Yadayim. So when it's Adam Amazik, it's not going to be Potter and Tamon. And it's not just going to be Chayiv Nezek, it's going to be Chayiv Chamishet Dvar, if it's Adam Achayiv of Ahamir. So obviously the Pasuk speaks about Eish, which is Mammon. It's not. Sometimes Eish is Adam Amazik. Sometimes we say Eish is Mamash Adam Amazik, and sometimes Eish is only Mammon Amazik. So there's a machlekes, and everybody agrees to that. Sometimes Eish is Mamash Adam Amazik, and it's Chayv Avod Chamishet Dvar, and it'll be Chayv Antamin. And sometimes Eish is only Mammon Amazik, and it'll have the quirks of Eish that it'll be Potter Antamin and won't be Chayv Tzari Peshevus and Boshes. And machlekes of Yechon Shlokish is, what if it's the following case? I was making a barbecue, and we finished the barbecue. It's not an Adam Amazik. It doesn't go with a torch to burn down the other one's house. The Nezir of the Miskam. As the Chumash says, Kiseitze Eish, or Motza Kotzim. He had a barbecue and he finished and he thought he put out the fire and he put a sack of sand he poured on top of the coals and he thought it was all over, finished. And then it turns out that he goes home. He was at this vacation site. He drives back to the city, and then it turns out he was negligent, and all the houses burnt down in the whole area. So the shayla is that called Adam Amazik? Or do you say no? What kind of Adam Amazik? He didn't do it. The mezid of the miskat, the whole thing was b'shegi. Yeah, the din is Adam Mord b'yolim. Adam Amazik is chayiv, and if he's posheya, it's chayiv. But this is less than posheya. This is Eish. So that's a machlokes with the isho mishum chitzov. He considered as if he shot an arrow. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Whenever there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan mishlokish many machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says ruba the ruba of the time you pass like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Yevamos in the beginning of Perek Achilus there are only three cases where in the later generations they decided they're going to pass like mishlokish. This is not one of the three cases. So the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. That Isho, if you were negligent with your fire, even though you didn't go and torch the other one's house on purpose, we pass on that Isho Mishum Chitzov is considered Adam Hamazik and there's no Ptur of Tamon. And you're going to be Chayv over Hamishit Dvar. And Rish Lakish says, no, if you go and Matzis, if I go and I take a torch and I burn it down, the other one's property, I go and I burn someone to death, that's Retzeach. That's considered Adam. But if I was negligent, that's Isha Mishum Mamon. That's only Mamon Amazik. So that's the Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish, and we paskin Isha Mishum Chitzav. Now the Gemara says that the original Pasuk in Chumash is speaking about Eish. But we have told the same Kayetzibahem. Whatever has all the same properties as the original Pasuk in Chumash is a Mamatzina. Just like it says in Chumash, like you have a Mamatzina. It says in Chumash that when you make the Mishkan, you have to have Atzi Shittim Omdim. What does it mean, Atzi Shittim Omdim? What do the words mean? So the boards of wood have to be kederach gedilosim, the same way the trees grow from the ground standing up. You shouldn't make the boards on the Mishkan upside down. You shouldn't take the tree and make it upside down. You shouldn't have it sideways either. It has to be davka atzishitmam kederach gedilosim. We're not making any Mishkan today. We'll make a Beis HaMikdash. We're not going to make with kroshim from wood. We'll make it with bricks. We'll make it with plaster. Other things we're not going to make with wood anymore. But we learn out from that pasuk atzishitmam that when you hold the lulav and the esrog, it has to be kederach gedilosim. And if you would have any other mitzvah that would require, that's what the Bach discussed, maybe there's some more mitzvahs, probably not. If you can conjure up in your mind any other mitzvah that needs some natural item that grows from the ground, so you have to be into the mitzvah, kederach gedilosim, the same way it grows from the ground. Right, that's the only thing that happens by lulav, the davar min. They discuss why not by schach. Schach has to be also gedula karka, so how are you into the schach? It's always sideways. You should have to construct the sukkah in such a way that the schach, which has to be gedula karka, should have to be kederach gedilosim. So the Bach talks about it, Achrayim talk about it, bikurim, when you bring bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, if you have to hold the bikurim kederach gedilosim, there is no such thing. You don't have to
sustain
it
or not.
Arava, yeah, okay. Arava, same to the dalad minim, that's a, yeah, that's a... Okay, so that's the dalad minim with the arava. That's about all. That's about all we assume. So anyway, so you have that's the kolat arkul. You have whatever it says in chumash. That's what it says. Whatever is daima b'daima, whatever is significantly similar, so carries on the same din. That's called the mamatzim. That's a mamatzim. So that's told the same kaiyitzban. In the chumash it says a din of eish. Whatever avnas tekinim asa sheheinicham berosh gago benoflu beruach mitzuyah is also told the same kaiyitzban. That's a told of eish, and he's going to have the same din. Literally pataram tamun. And have all the same dinamization. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. Tosis writes, it's muchach. Muchach means it's explicit. It's muchach and perikates at a regal dafka base that the din of ishum ishum chitzov, the svar of Rav Yechanan, is not restricted only to nizikin. So far what we presented was that the machlek of Yechanan Shlokish is eish. Is not chayv in chamisha dvarim. Only other mamasik is chayv nezik. Tzavi b'shevet b'shevet. Eish is only chayv in nezik. And Eish has a quirk of a p'tur. Each one of the others in Zikin has a quirk that the Gemara calls l'hil chaseyim. And that heyam at base in both times. The Gemara says the quirk of the p'tur by Eish is patran tom. If he has $1 million in cash in a barn, so the Eish is not chayv. So the Gemara has the machlek z'vechon ishlokish, but the Eish is mishum chitzov. If I made a barbecue and the fire went out and I was negligent, you're also pater on tomer, and you're not pater on tomer. If someone got injured, you're chayv and chamish adorim, you're not chayv. So one could argue the point and say that maybe the whole machlek zaviach mishlokish ishim mishum chitzov, is it Adam, or is it only mamayna, mamana mazik, maybe it's only a machlek is in hilchas nezikin. Are you chayv and chamish adorim, that's hilchas nezikin, Adam amazik, and are you pater on tomer, and are you chayv on tomer? But let's say, would you say ishim mishum chitzov in kola tarakula? Ishim Ishim Chitzav makes it that Yechai Mitam Ratzeach. If I killed somebody, let's say I had this barbecue and I was negligent and the fire goes and somebody gets killed. So you can't give me an Oynish Misa. There was no Hasra. I didn't do it in amazing. But let's say, you should say, Kom Levi de Rav Mina. Since I did a Mitzich, the din is that if I killed somebody and at the same time, simultaneously with the killing, I caused a Hezik, so the Mishnah says in Baba Kama that you say Kam Levi Derab Minei, and even if Lamaisa you did the Ritzicha V'Shoigeg, and it's Chayv Misa Shoigegim, you're not going to get the Oynish Misa. You still say Kam Levi Derab Minei. That's the Tana of Bechizkia. That's the price that the Gemara has later. Here it is. That's on Daf Ayin Test on the Beis. Ayin Test on the Beis, and it's in many places here. Ayin Test on the Beis, the third line from the top. Tara de Bechizkiya, we have a braisa from Chizkiya's Yeshiva. Bechizkiya means from Chizkiya's Yeshiva. Plus it says, Makadevi Shamen and Makadevi Yumas. So they're written in one pasuk, Makadevi Shamen and Makadevi Yumas, that's in the end of Parshas and more. So since it's written in one pasuk, could you assume that there's a hekesh? There must be a shaykhis with each other. What's the shaykhis? Ma Makadevi, Lechilakta, Ben Shegi, Pomezi, Ben Miskam, Shem, Miskam, Deru, Deru, Halil. Yeah, l'chayv mamon, af makir adam, l'folcher mamon. Just like by adam hamazik. It doesn't make a difference, b'mezid or b'shogig. You always pay, that's the Mishnah Baba Kam, adam odli oylam, b'mezid, b'mezid. So too, makir nefesh behemah, Maka Adam Yumas, Maka Adam Yumas doesn't make a difference. Bishoyki Gav Amazim. How can it be? Doesn't make a difference? Adam Ahorei Bishoyki is Chayv Nisa. No, it doesn't mean that you're Chayv Nisa. It means Adam Ahorei is Chayv Nisa, and therefore you say Kam Levi Deravinei. So even if he's Horeg B'Shoigeg, or even if it's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, and Lamaisa, he's not going to get the Misa. He did it B'Shoigeg. Still, you still apply the Klal of Kam Levi Deravinei. So that's the din of Tama de Bechiskiya, that you apply the rule of Kam Levi Deravinei. So the Shaila is, let's say over there, in Bava Kama, when the Gemara has the Machlekes of Yechon and Shlokish, when the Isho, if he doesn't go with a torch and burn someone to death, and burn down the other ones out, that's Mamash Adam, that's a Horeg B'Yadayim, and that's Adam Amazik. That's all of Amazik. It goes. If he says Begufa Shalev, it goes with a torch. He was just negligent. He said Tzayesh, Meyatzma Mashma. And then we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that the Pasuk says Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es Habeira. The man has to pay because he did the fire. So the Pasuk sounds like it's saying it's a lot of Amazik. Even though it starts off, Kisei Tzayesh, Umotza Kotzim. He says, Yesh is Meyatzma Mashma. Sounds like it went out by itself. I was negligent. I originally made the fire and I had it under control. And I thought that it was all in Gansan under control. Then I drove home. And then it goes out and it burns something. So the Pasuk says, Shalem Shalem. It doesn't say Shalem Shalem Bal Ha'esh. No, it says Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es Habeira, the Adam. The man who did the Adam Hamazik. So the Pasuk sounds, that's the Rabbi Yechanan's Mokker. From the Pasuk, it sounds like Eish. Even that kind of age, Kiseitze Miyatzma HaMashma, not only if you go with the torch, even Miyatzma is also called Adam. So the question is, alright, maybe it's called Adam in the Zikin, but is it called Maise HaAdam in Kol HaTarakula? So Taisa says, it's Muchach in Ketzer HaRego, that you say, Isha Mishum Chitzav Le'inyan Misa Nami Mechadina B'Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's the third line in the Taisa, Sarif Chamalava. What is it, Muchach? Because the simple reading of the Gemara there, before you start looking in Ravel Vela Salvech and Sefer HaNeramah, before you start researching the topic, the simple Pasha Pshat in the Gemara says that if I had this barbecue and the flame goes out and somebody gets killed. So what do you mean somebody gets killed? The guy should have run away. What's he standing near a fire? So Hacham Askin and the guy's tied up. He's handcuffed. Okay. For some reason or another, someone tied a person up. So my flame that kiseitzeyesh me'atzma mashma, it goes out and it kills someone. So you can't say I'm chayiv misa. That b'shoyki. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's not my fault. But still, you should say kol levi deravinei based on Torah deChizkiya. So the whole hezek that occurred, the barn that got burned down, and all the houses and all the farms that all got destroyed, I don't have to pay a penny because kol levi deravinei. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos proves from that Gemara, that Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that Isho, Mishum Chitzov, that whenever I set up a system, and then a Mela, there's a Koyach Achem Yuraboy that comes and takes over, there's a wind that's blowing. I had a barbecue and the wind is blowing, and the wind causes the flame to go weiter, 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 and it burns down the whole area. So that, whatever Toitzos occur, because of the Koyach Achem Yuraboy that picks up after I finish my barbecue, all relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it, not only with respect to Nezikin, even with respect to Ritzicha, I'm considered the Ritzich. So Taisus assumes, once you say, the Gemara jumped, the Gemara assumes that the Pasuk, Shalim Shalom Hamavar Saber, the Pasuk that says that Eish is Mishum Chitzav, it's considered Adam, is not restricted only to Nezikin, even applies to Ritzicha, it is called the Ritzich, Sehu Adonami. It should be called a sheichet. Let's say I'll accomplish chita yidei koach achem miyurabai. The wind is blowing, and I have such a knife where the handle is much heavier than the blade, and I'll put the knife on top of a rooftop, and I know the wind is blowing, and the wind is going to blow the knife down, and it's going to cause a shechita because I know it's going to fall in such a direction. The blade is heavier than the handle, so the blade is going to fall first, and it's going to fall, and I have all the chickens down on the ground, so it's going to fall in such a way that it's going to shech the chicken by the neck. So would that be a good shechita or not? So the simple Mishnah in Chulin says no good. Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Lamed Aleph, in the middle of the Tosfos. But it says in parentheses, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. So there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says, Nofla Sakin Miyodai, I'm holding onto a knife, and the knife dropped. And it somehow it accomplished the shechita. So it says it's no good. Mishnah says the shechita is no good. Because the halacha requires koach gavra. That's the lashon haGemara. When you shecht, you have to have koach gavra. And there is no koach gavra, it fell by itself. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Why is it not a good shechita? And the Gemara is medayik every word in that mishnah. So Tosis says, what's going on? Why is it not a good shechita? He was holding on to it, and obviously the wind was blowing or something, not lasak and the other. So since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Isho, Mishum Chitza, it's considered as if I shot an arrow, whatever. I started to do one thing, and then the wind takes over, some other force takes over, and there are further toitzoyas, further results that happen. So everything that continues to occur relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it. Not only in the Parsha of Nezikin, not only are we restricted to Parshas Mishpatim, even for Tzicha purposes, even for Kamla B'Dirat Menes, even for Shechita purposes. So why does the Halacha say that the Shechita is no good? You should say that that's Tosis has the Kasha. You should say that it should be a good Shechita. That's Tosis Kasha. Then Tosis says, unless we'll say, unless you'll say that there's a difference. You have the Tosis, where they quote, where it says in parentheses, Daf Laman Al, the Tosis on Ayin Zayin Aman Al of Sof Chama Loboy. So right in the middle, right smack in the middle of the Tosis, there's a line where it says in parentheses, Daf Laman Al of Aman Al. That's in, it says in Chulin Daf Laman Al of Amishneh, Behod, Isnan Chulin, Nof Vastakim the other, Vishachat Shechitos, Psula, the Shechita is no good. I think Mar is medayik every word in the Mishnah. Nafla is no good, but if it would have been hipila, it would have been good even though he didn't even realize. Let's say he's throwing a knife in order to hit a target. He's throwing darts. He's throwing a knife in order to hit a certain spot. And then it happens that a chicken walks by and it gets geschochten properly. So from the Mishnah would appear that that would be good. Only nafla miyadu is no good, but hipila would be good. So Mar says that's a machleikus satanoim, Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, where the shechita meets kavana not. So Tosis said, the Gemara says, then we pass on like Rav Nosson, we pass on the whole diuk for the Mishnah. So Tosis says, how can you make diuk on the Mishnah? The whole Mishnah is shver. The way we pass on, the way we hold la halacha like Rav Yechanan, the Rishon Mishum Chitzav, so Nafla should also be good. It's also, he was holding on to the knife in such a way that it fell. So he started off an innocent thing, he's walking with a knife, didn't intend anything, and it fell out of his hand. So say, Vaita, Rishon Mishum Chitzav, and that should be considered as if he did the Shechita. Unless you'll say, Emloi Nachalik, unless you'll kvetch a chilik and say that Shechita is different. And Tosis holds, Ababaloi Mestaba Lachalik. They hold that it doesn't make any sense. What does that word mean? Unless you say, Emloi Nachalik, the Shechita, unless you say the Shechita is different. So that's what the Rishonim have already, the Rashbo and the Torah. Abayis has a little bit on this. And Rab Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam, and Hilchos Shechenim. He talks about this. He explains what it means as follows. It could be that Isho, when I made a fire, or when I did anything, and then due to the little bit that I did, there were other forces that continued to cause further toitzoes. All of that relates back to me. It's chitzov, as if I shot arrows, Isho Mishum chitzov, as if I did it all. So maybe that's only when you need Maisa Ha'adam. Maybe that's in other areas, and those areas of halacha that all you need is Maisa Ha'adam. But whenever the halacha requires koyach gavra, maybe that's not identical with Maisa Ha'adam. Maybe koyach gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'adam. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's identical. Because the Gemara says that shechita needs koyach gavra. So should you say koyach gavra is the same word as Maisa Ha'adam? Gavra is Aramaic and Ha'adam is Hebrew. And koyach and Maisa are the same thing. So maybe Maisa Ha'adam is koyach gavra, the same thing. So Tosis suggests maybe it's not the same thing. Maybe Koyach Gavra requires something over and above Isha Mishum Chitza, but they hold that it's not correct. Unless you say, Mloy Nachalek B'Shchit, unless you say maybe by Shchit you cannot say Isha Mishum Chitza. Isha Mishum Chitza makes it that it's your Maisa Ha'adam, but it's still not Koyach Gavra. Koyach Gavra is something higher over and above Maisa Ha'adam. And Tosis says, Mloy Mestab Al-Hal, you hold that it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because the halacha says that there are three places, the Gemara has, there are three halachas where you need koyach gavra. One is Ntilas Yadayim, and one is Shechita, and one is Ritzicha. The Gemara says all three. The halacha requires koyach gavra, and the Gemara distinguishes in all the three cases between koyach rishon and koyach sheni. The Gemara has the exact same funny case. There's a water mill. There's a circular thing that's right by the river. And the water of the river is flowing, and because the water flows, and the mele this circle keeps on going, it's going to keep on moving. Because man, the water is moving. So he wants to shecht a whole bunch of chickens, or behemoths, whatever. So he ties down the chickens on a conveyor belt, and he ties on knives, sakinim, on the mill that's got this wheel that's turning around, on this ferris wheel that's turning around because of the water. And he arranges the conveyor belt in such a way that every time a chicken comes, the knife should shech the chicken, and the next knife should shech the next chicken, the next knife should shech the next chicken. So the Gemara discusses, is that good or not? So the Gemara says, it depends whether it's kerach rishon or kerach sheni. Or such a similar case over here by Ritzicha. He does a Ritzicha like that. So is he chai mitam Ritzicha? So the same lashon. Is it kerach rishon or is it kerach sheni? And the Gemara has the three halachas that we distinguish between kerach rishon and kerach sheni. Have these three. Shchita and Atilas Yadayim. And Ritzicha. And all three it says, beferish, you need kerach gavra. So Taisa says, in line a chalak b'shchita, you may want to kvetch a chilek and say that shchita needs kerach gavra, which is something over and above Maisa Hodam, that's something much more. It's not identical with Maisa Hodam. And then that's how the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis, he quotes it in the name of Taisa, is that shchita needs kerach gavra, something higher than Maisa Hodam. And then Taisa shlugs it up. V'loi mestav l'cham, it doesn't make sense, because there are three halachas which need kerach gavra. One of the three is Ritzicha, and the Gemara says, beferish, kiremuchach. That's what Tosis wrote on the third line in the Tosis. Kidemuchach, etzmuchach, and perikates on the regal on Davka base, that even with respect to Ritzicha, which also needs kerach gavra, even with respect to Ritzicha, you also say, Isham Isham Chitzah. So if Isham Isham Chitzah by Ritzicha, then it's in Kol HaTorah Kula, so then it's going to be by Shchita as well. So that's why Tosis doesn't like that suggested teretz. Is it really Muchach and Bava Kamba? Does it really say it? So that's where Velvel has a whole essay, a very long essay, in his sefer. And he says, he doesn't think it says it. Where is this? In Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, he goes on and on and on and on, and then at the end he writes, Achar Kosvi calls the after I wrote my whole Shtigol Torah, Harani Echot, somebody showed me the Chidusha Haran and Sanhedrin on our daf, that the Ran has his Shtigol Torah. The Rav Hashtei Tzolchomi has it in two lines, and it's cryptic, and you don't know what he's talking about. So if we would look in the Ran, we wouldn't understand a word. But he points out after his whole introduction, now we understand what the Ran is talking about. What's the Ran gezok? So the Ran represents the Shita HaCholeket. That's why Velvel claims the Rambam doesn't agree with what Tosi said Kinebucha. The Vilna Gaon also writes like that in Bava Kama, Daf Chav Gimel. On the side of the Gemara, they have the Hagos HaGro printed. So they quote there that the Vilna Gaon holds, and it's the Shita from the Gaon, and half of the Rishonim have it like this. Now the Neza has in the Chilis also, they developed the idea, half of the, maybe more than half, at least half of the Rishonim in the Gaon, and many Gaon hold like this, that Rav Yechanan Shita, Isha Mishum Chitza, is only Benegete in Yoni Nezik. The only real two Nachkeminis are Isha Mishum Chitza, Yubichai Chamishu Dvar, it's called an Adam HaMazik, it's not, Adam Achevel, Adam Amazik means if I break your glasses, Adam Achevel Machaver is if I beat you up. So Achevel Machaver is Shalom Chamisha Dvar. You don't just pay Nezik, you pay Tzari, Bishavis, and Boshis in addition. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, Isha Mishim Chitzim, Yechayv Chamisha Dvar, not just Isha Mishim Amona, that it should only be Nezik, and it's Isha Mishim Chitzim, it's Adam Amazik, so you won't be Potter on Tama. You'll be Chayv on Tama like Adam. But that's as far as it goes. The Vilna Gaon says, the Ramam Shitas, that's as far as the story goes. Isha Mishim Chitzav is a pasuk in Mishpatim, and it's only relevant to Parshas Mishpatim, to Nyani Nizikin. That's all. It doesn't teach you anything in Kol HaTorah. I, the Gemara Zoktach, that it's come later, the Rabminei. The Gemara says that if I left my fire, I had my barbecue, and the fire goes out, Kisei Tzayesh, Meyatzma Mashma, it went out by itself, and it burned down the whole area, millions of dollars of hezek, and there was somebody who was handcuffed, there was somebody who was imprisoned, whatever, and he got burned to death. And it was all because of my fire that went out due to my negligence. And the Gemara says, if it's Isha Mishum Chitzav, then I'm put on all of Nezikin because of Kamla with the Rabbin. He says, why is Kamla with the Rabbin? Because Tana de Bechizkiya, Beim Shegig, Beim Amezid. Even though the Ritzicha was done Beshegig, you still say Kamla with the Rabbin. So that's what Rav Elbala says, if you look in the Gemara, it doesn't really say that. The Gemara says, you're put on. It doesn't say Kamla with the Rabbin. How the Rabbin? He shows, you got to read the Gemara, you have to have the Gemara Baba Kama in front of you. He shows from the Hemshech HaGemara, it sounds like it's not because of the comfort of the Rafik. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Gemara says, if you go with a torch and you burn the guy to death, oh, then the Gemara says, you're potter from the Nezikin because of the comfort of the Rafik. So Rav Elbala asks, but that's what the Homadubah was, the first five lines before you get to that Maskana also. The whole time we were talking about Kamala with the Rabbi. So he says, apparently not. We didn't mention Kamala with the Rabbi until you get to the punchline. So what does the Gemara say? Yipata from the Tashlum and Zaktanem and Gans in a different word. He shows from the Taisis later. We'll have to see the Taisis. And I intest on the base in Sanhedrin. This is what he's quoting. This Taisis I intest on the base. That Tana the Bechiskiya says that Yipata from paying money. Bishloshe Nyani Mamad Ari Tana Bechiskiya. He's talking about three different Tashlumens that Yipata from wall. One of them is the din of Kamla Bidi Rabbine, the Bei Meshegik Bei Memes. Another one is a totally different din. That if you killed someone, so usually you chayv misa. But even if it'll turn out that you're not chayv misa for some reason or another, you don't pay domin for killing a human being. You pay domin for making hezekim, for damaging property, for burning down a house, for burning down an automobile or something. But for killing a person, that's what Tosfos says, lapukeh from Rebbe. The Rebbe's opinion is that sometimes if you killed someone, this kavanah hargezeh v'hargezeh is potter from misa, but you chayv domin, you have to pay the value of the haru. Tana Bechiski is Braisa, the Braisa from Bechiski's yeshiva says against Rebbe. He holds that you don't pay any trouble. So Rav Elvelo Soloveitchik reinterpreted the Gemara in Baba Kama that it's not Kinemuchach. He doesn't say that at all. And in fact, he doesn't even quote it, but that's the Goinim say like that. And the Yotzer HaGoinim on Baba Kama they say. The Dulma Goin says that's the Rambam Shita. And he finally quotes the Ran holds like that. Many Rishonim that have their Nezer shows big machloikas of Rishonim. Whether the principle of Isha Mishan Chitzav is a din mitzumtzum, it's only restricted to Parshas Nezikin, with the two nachkeminas of Hamisha Dvarim in Talmud, or it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. So, Taisus L'shita Sam. Taisus L'shita Sam holds that it's Muchach and Baba Kama, that even by Ritzicha you say Isha Mishan Chitzav. So they say, how can you be Mechalik between Ritzicha and Shchita? You're going to tell me that Shechita needs Kar Gavra, Ritzicha also needs Kar Gavra. The Gemara distinguished between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni by all three cases, by the Netilus Yadayim, by the Shechita, and by the Ritzicha. So you see, Tosfos holds, you see from the Gemara that they're not two different levels, not that there's Maisa Hodim as one level, and Karach Gavra is something higher. No, Karach Gavra is identical with Maisa Hodim. In fact, the Chazanish points out, there's a Tosfos in the beginning of Baba Kama, and the Avodah on base, the Gemara is commenting on the word in the Mishnah, Mavre, says, Avod, it's Nizik Mshar Bor, Mave and Hever. So the Gemara is not sure what the word Mave means. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Mave means Odom Amazik, or Mave means Shame. So the Gemara says, well, if it's such a difficult word, and each one has to dig up a posuk from Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Favorfen and Psukim to demonstrate that Mave has a Shaychus to Odom, Mave has a Shaychus with Shame, maybe Mave is a Hamayim, maybe Mave is Mayim. We'll dig up a posuk already in Tanakh that Mave has a kind of may have the connotation of mind. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara rejects it. It's either Eish or it's other. So Taisus Frekta Kash, what do you mean, Mav is a Hamayim? What kind of Mav is a Hamayim? What is it? If it's Adam who's pouring the Mayim, so it's Adam Amazik. Is it Koichai? So Koichai is Chai. Is it Koyach Sheni? Taisus, is it Koyach Sheni? So you're Potter. So the Chazanish says, where did Taisus get such a ninefold from? That Adam Hamazik Ayidei Mayim, the Koyach Sheni is Potter. The Gemara only has this concept of Kerach Sheni here on the bottom of Ein Zayin on the base, the last five lines. Hani Nila b'Kerach Rishon b'Kerach Sheni Grom of the Almahu by the tiny letter Ches. The Gemara has a difference between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. I'm going to have to break our heads to figure out what the difference is. That's a deep, dark secret. Nobody knows exactly what is Kerach Rishon as opposed to Kerach Sheni. Gansen has storm written on the topic in both the Shabbos and other areas. So, but the Gemara makes a distinction in three places between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. When you get to Netilas Yadayim, when you get to Shechita, when you get to Ritzicha, these three cases, all these three cases, you need Koyach Gavri, the Gemara says. So we say Koyach Sheni is not called Koyach Gavri, but who states that Adam HaMazik is only Chayim if he does the Hezik with Koyach Gavri? As long as he did a Maisa, Hezik is Chayim. So you see from Tosfos, Tosfos assumes that Dabar Pasha like that. Adam HaMazik, Ayidei Mayim, he pours water. See, if the Hezik occurs with the Koyach Rishon, it's Adam HaMazik. And if the Hezik occurs with the Koyach Sheni, it's Potter, it's Grama. Is Grum. So Tosfos assumes that there are no two levels. It's not there's my one din Maisa Ha'adam, and then there's another din of Kerach Gavra, which is something over and above. No. If that's the word, that Kerach Gavra is something over and above, something more than Maisa Ha'adam, how do they know to come up with an einfal that the chilik between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni should apply to Adam HaMazik? Who state that Adam HaMazik needs Kerach Gavra? It only says the three cases, Shechita, Netilas Yadayim, and Ritzichani. You see that Tosfos is going with Shitosim. They hold that Isha Mishum Chitzav is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And therefore, that's how they said, Kinemuchach, the parakeet said, that's how they read the Gemara. That if you killed somebody at the Ishim Mishum Chitzav, it's a Kamle with the Rabmine. They did not read the Gemara like Rav Avala Soloveitchik with the Ran, with the Goyim. And in Mele, they say, you can't make a chilek between Shchita on the one hand as opposed to Ritzicha. They both need Kerach Gavra. So Tosafos Kerach Gavra, my Sodom is all the same thing. That's Tosafos Shita. But there are those Rishonim who obviously interpreted the Gemara differently. There is no such Gemara that says that the Ishim Mishum Chitzav applies to Ritzicha. And they hold like Tosafos said over here. That's what Rav Chaim writes in the Sefer and Hilchos Shchenim. Unless you say, "Imloy nachalik b'shchita," unless you make a chilek and say that wherever you need koyach gavra, ishim ishim chitzav has no application. So the mail it'll be arup the ganze kasha, the two kashas that Taisa says. Hagemara says, if I tie someone up in the Sahara Desert and the sun is beating down, if you sit there for 5 minutes, you're going to get killed. And he only walked out for half a minute, and he wants to run back in. So if I tie him up, that's mitzamtzim. So mitzamtzim is chayv. But if I tie him up before the sun rises, it's Seif Chamalava, the sun is going to come. Seif Tzinalava is going to, the freezing cold is going to come later. So Seif Chamalava, Seif Tzinalava, then you're not going to be chai. The Chiddush of Mitzamtim is only if the Rotzeach, the Horig already began to affect him now, and I was Mitzamtim him that he can't run away, and it gets worse. It takes a spek takasha. Why don't you just say Yishim Shim Chitzo? Whenever I set up a system, and I know it's going to continue, even if there's a Karachacha that's going to come later. That's the Ishim Mishim Chitzav, so let it be Chayv Metam Ratzeach. So the answer is that Ishim Mishim Chitzav is only a din in a zikin. Ishim Mishim Chitzav doesn't apply to Ritzicha. That's the simple answer. Taisus didn't want to give that answer because they assume it's not so. That's how they wrote in the beginning. Leman diyam Ishim Mishim Chitzav, linyam isanami mechadid Ishim Mishim Chitzav, kinemuchach the keitzad arego. That's how they wrote on the third line in the beginning. That's the way they read the Gemara. So Mela, that's why Tosfos was bothered with the Kasha from Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph also. If the din of Ishim Mishim Chitzav is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo, so why isn't it good for Shechita? But the Rambam and the Rashba and the Goyim and the Vilna Goyim, they'll give it a simple terrors. Ishim Mishim Chitzav is only Exeris HaKosuv. Shalem Shalem HaMaver is Habir. It's only Exeris HaKosuv. Then again, the Mili din Ezekiel. It's not a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It doesn't apply to Hilchah Shabbos and to Ritzicha and to Hilchah Shechita. So that's how the other Rishonim. That's a fundamental machlekes of Rishonim over here. It's a very fundamental machlekes. This Taka, now that we mentioned the issue, what does Taka the Gemara say? Here's, let's take a look in the Gemara, about 8 lines from the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the base. Omar HaPapa. But the Gemara makes the distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. Since you need Kerach Gavra, so we distinguish only Kerach Rishon is called Kerach Gavra, Kerach Sheni is not called Kerach Gavra. I tie somebody up. Obviously, he's not such a good friend. Chavre. I tie my friend up. Okay. And I pour water on him to drown him. He used to be my friend. So he says, Giri didehu. It's considered as if I shot an arrow. Giri. Giri is the Aramaic for shooting an arrow. Giri didehu. The pouring of the water. What if I shoot a bullet? Or if I shoot an arrow. So that's give it a day. That's automatic. That's Ritzicha Ayidei. If I choke someone to death, or I take a baseball bat and I hit him over the head till I kill him. So that's Mamash Adam Aharik Diyadai. What if I don't have such Ritzicha within me, I just stand from a distance and I shoot a bullet, or I shoot an arrow. So that's give it a day. That's Adam Aharik Ayidei Koicha. So that's what he says. I don't want to kill him Diyadai, so I tie him up over here. And I pour a bucket of water, and the water goes and it kills him. So he drowns. I wouldn't have the courage to throw him into the ocean, that not, but I tie him up, and then I open up the water, and the water goes. So Rav Papa says that yichar. But then he adds on a condition. The hani mili b'kerach rishon. That's only if the water fell b'kerach rishon. If it's kerach sheni, groma b'almahu. What is this kerach rishon, kerach sheni? That's the deep dark secret. We're not so sure what it means. Here's a big machlokes in Rishonim and in other Yom HaZeh. We're not too sure. So Rashi writes on the bottom of the daf. Rashi writes 4 lines from the bottom. Kidim Meforish V'Yozel, as Rav Papa continues, like a Zorik Bechetz. Give the day is like a Zorik Chetz. If you shot an arrow, or Kidim Meforish V'Yozel, he writes 4 lines from the bottom of Ayin Zayin Aleph Aleph on the base. As Rav Papa continues to explain, Shamayim boim b'kerach rishon olav. What do you mean kerach rishon? Miyad, immediately. Kigon shehinicho, I tied him up. Somach l'svas hayam. I tied him up right near the edge of the ocean, right near the edge of the river. The Hasafa Madron, and the edge of the river is like a Madron is a in a slant. So the water doesn't go out. But if I pour the water out, so it's going to flow down, and he's right near the edge, and he's going to drown right away. But if I tied him up a few feet away, Abul Bakach Sheni, Rashi writes on the next line, Shinicha Rochok Tzas. He doesn't tell you how close is close. We have to be talking love with a 4 Amas, Dalar Amas, Eser Amas. What's the shear? May Amas. He doesn't tell you a shear. If he nicha rochok tzas, if I tied him up further away, well enough lahamayin miyad. And the water didn't fall on him immediately, did say Sami Gidra say him, when the water came out from the Sfas Hayam. It didn't fall directly on him. The water kept on rolling, till it finally bumps into him and it drowns him. That's called Koyach Sheni, and you're not Chayav. It's Grama Velad Mikoychay. So that's what the Yad Ramah on his daf, Yad Ramah is one of the Mishnah, quotes the Rashi, says he doesn't understand what's the difference, what's Koyach Rish and what's Koyach Sheni. He's not sure what Rashi is driving at. He doesn't understand. So he gives another Pshat. He gives another two Pshatim. The Yad Ramah gives another two Pshatim. We're not so sure what the Yad Ramah is, we're not so sure what the two Pshatim and Yad Ramah are. We're not so sure what's the difference. The first Pshat, the second Pshat, very unclear. Very unclear. The Dvar Avram tries to. Dvar Avram is the Rav in Kovna. He died in the middle of the Second World War from the Kovna ghetto, from sickness. So he suggests in his Sefer, he's assuming that these dinim on the get to Kol HaTorah Kula, the Koyach Rishon with the Koyach Sheni, is not only a din that applies only. Water has to be in a location, has to be stagnant. You have to have an eshborik, a shever. You have to have a crack in the ground, and the water should be standing there. That's what the word mikveh. Mikveh means the water is covered by kayim. And if the water is zochel, and if it's rolling on, then it's no good. Unless the source of the water, that's if the two kinds of mikvahs, there's a mikveh and there's a mayim. So if the source of the water is the melting snow or the rainwater, no tvim means that it came from the skies. The melting snow on the mountaintops is rolling down. So as it's rolling down, or the rain is rolling down the side of the mountains after it was pouring, so that's called a hardalis, different uses. So if you have a hardalis shel gshamim, the water is sliding down the slopes of the mountains, that's zeichlim, it's rolling and that's pasul. We assume that's pasul and not terp. That's not a good mikveh from there. I say, nidash barak, it should be stagnant, because the word mikveh is cover the kind by definition. But if the source of the water is from under the ground fountains, all the water is the same source. All the water, there's a water cycle. The Chazal knew the water cycle. They talk about it in Barichas, the studies that they're making now from the spaceships, that they figure out the whole water cycle. The Gemara talks about the water cycle. But still, it depends where the water, where is the immediate source of the water. If it shoots up from under the ground sources, and then it's good, even if it's Zeichlin. Even if it's Zeichlin, it's also good. So the din is that by a mikveh, the pasuk says, "Ach mayon ubar mikveh mayim yihye tahor." So the pasuk shan the pasuk is that there are two valid forms of tahara. If a kli is tameh, a person is tameh, somebody wants to be tovel in a mikveh to remove his tumah, so you can either be tovel in a mikveh, you can be tovel in a mayon. Each is acceptable, unless azav. The pasuk says azav needs mayim chaim, has to be dafke mayon and may mayonis. And a mikveh is no good. But Azar, if anybody else, for when you're preparing Por Aduma, it has to be Davke Maim Chaim El Kelim. For Taharas HaMetzor, you need Maim Chaim. But for a normal Tameim, who want to be telling the mikveh, the only one who needs Maim Chaim is Azar. Everybody else is good enough, either Maim or mikveh. So that's the Pashab Shan and Pasuk. Ach Maim, Abba Mikveh Maim, Yihi Yator. So the Gemara has it, Rasha in Zvachim. Means the way you produced the mikveh. What do you mean? How do you produce a mayon? A mayon is automatic. The mayon is a natural phenomenon. The mayon shoots up from under the ground, and the water is rolling. So that's how a mayan happens. How do you make a mikveh? So let's say you dig a ditch in the ground, and I take buckets, and I draw water from the ocean, and I pour the water in. So that's no good because you poured the water in. If it's habayosay, that we would say is no good because it's a mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim is a machlekes in Tosfos, a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's a din deraisa, din derabbanan. So you can't say that that's the original din. Yiyatar habayosay degav hamikavatum. So it means a different case. Let's say I'm not picking up the water in a bucket, in a gigantic bucket, and pouring it into the mikveh. If I pick it up in a bucket, it's all mayim shuvim. So leave out such a case. Let's say I have a big board, and I have a big puddle of water over here, and I have the ditch over here, and I want the water from the puddle to go into the ditch, and it's not going. So I'll take, let's say I'll stand over there, and I'll kick the water in. I'll kick it with my feet. Or I'll take a big shovel, and I'll push it sideways. Or I'll take a big board, and I'll push the water sideways. And the water will go into the mikveh because I forced it into the mikveh, but it was never mayim shuvim. It was never contained in a kli. So that's the original din that everybody agrees that that's pasul min ha-Torah. Such a mikveh is no good because that's habayasa ayidei dava hamakabel tumah. The Adam who pushed the water into the mikveh, Adam is a dava hamakabel tumah. So since he caused the water to fall into the mikveh, that's the Gemara Zerachim. The Gemara is interpreting Mishnayis like the Mishnayis, God never says it explicitly. But the Gemara Zvachim interprets that that's what the din in the Mishnais is based on, that there's a din of Havayasai, the Dava Hamakabal Tumah is no good. So the Dvar Avram raises the question, what if you have an electrical system, you set up a pump, an electrical system, and the pump causes water to go from the ocean, from the reservoir, whatever, into the mikveh, and it's never held in any container. The water never becomes mayim shuvim. But if I would push the water in myself with my own feet, I would keep on pushing in the water. That's how the Yosai did Abraham Kabbal Tumah. So he clears the Shiloh, what if I push the button? And it's going to keep on pumping until I push the off button. I push the on button, it's going to keep on going. So when I push a button, it keeps on going. Do you say, Ishim Ishim Chitzov? I set up a system and it keeps on going. And there's a Koyach Hacham Yura, but I already go to sleep. I go fishing, I go to Davin, whatever. I set up a system, it goes weiter. So do you say that since I set it up, I set up a system, and I have a Karach HaKam Yurba, another natural force, the electrical force picks up where I leave off. So whatever continues to happen is considered as if I did it. Or do you say no, maybe not. So he wants to say there should be a distinction, we'll discuss it in a few minutes. So he thinks, whatever is done with Karach Rishon relates back to me. Whatever is done with Sheni doesn't relate back to me. He holds, the Dvar Rom holds like, he's going like Tosfos, that the Gemara made a distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is not restricted only to three cases in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Not because it only appears in three cases in Shas, it only applies to three cases. Namely, Shechita, Metilus Yadayim, and Ritzicha. That only these three cases need Kerach Gavu, which is something over and above myself. He goes with the Tosfos and Bava Kamma, the Tosfos here, by Mestaba L'Chalek, that the distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is in Kol HaTorah Kulo when you're dealing with Maisa Hodam. Maisa Hodam is identical to Kerach Gavra. Maisa Hodam is Hebrew, Kerach Gavra is Aramaic. It's the same thing. And the din of the word of Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is Negeya to Kol HaTorah Kulo whenever you're discussing is it a Maisa Hodam or is it not Maisa Hodam. So then he has to define when is it called Kerach Rishon, when is it called Kerach Sheni. So he claims if you would put, what did Rashi mean here? If it's miyad, if it's not miyad, what's going on over here? See, he suggests pshat. He says he's not sure. No one knows exactly what it is. What's a chiddush in Kerach Rishon? He's guessing. So he says maybe it means like this: if you would have pushed on the on button, and then you would push it off a moment later, so whatever would have been accomplished by that first kvetch of the button, that's called Kerach Rishon. But the fact that you pushed the on button and you walked away, and you let it continue to function, so whatever continues to happen afterwards, maybe that's called Kerach Sheni. Maybe that's what Rashi means over here. That what happened? He had the Sfas Hayam over here, and he ties the guy up. So then he breaks the Sfas Hayam, goes, here's the Yam, and the Yam goes up like this. And then he ties this fellow up over here. So then he takes a shovel, and he takes away the border, he takes away a lot of sand from the top. So the Mela, the water for the Yam is going to go. So the first bit of water that goes, that relates to me. That's called Kerach Rishon. That's considered as if I did it. But once I remove the Sfas Hayam, and there's a Madron, it's going to keep on going for another half hour. So the fact that the water continues to flow for a half hour, that's considered as if it's a grum. That's considered as if it happened by itself. So he's guessing and says, maybe that's what Rashi means. It's very hard to tell. Rashi says, is it close to the Svasayam? Is it far away from the Svasayam? Probably doesn't mean like that. The Rashi probably doesn't mean that. Probably means something else. If it started to pick up its own, if it starts to roll on its own already, then it's Kerch Sheni. But whatever was rolling, it's very unclear. Rashi is very unclear. But that's the suggestion of the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham is working on the assumption, again, to review. He's working on the assumption like Tesis. These are not two separate concepts. Maisa Ha'adam and Kerch Gaber is a concept over and above Maisa Ha'adam. It's I Hainu Hach, like Tesis says, it's not mistabel chalik because it's isha mishum chitzur is a din and kol atar kula, and therefore the vort of kerach rishon versus kerach sheni is the vort and kol atar kula. Whatever is done by kerach sheni doesn't count. That was the taisus in Bava Kama, Bava Mebeis. Adam hamazik ayidei mayim with kerach sheni is grama benazik and pot. And the Chazanish says, where does it say? He disagrees. Chazanish holds, like Rav Chaim, like the Rashba b'shem Bali HaTesis, that this word of Kerach Rishon Kerach Sheni is only when you need Kerach Gaber, something over and above. That's what the Dvar Avraham suggests. That's the shadow when you bake matzahs. Let's say you have machine shmura matzahs. So the din requires years ago, the Gedolim in Europe asked the machine matzahs because they said it's chametz gomer. They said it's chametz gomer, chametz nuksha, whatever. That's because years ago, the machine matzahs were not the same as they have now. The machine matzahs took 5 times as long as the hand matzahs. Used to take a machine, they still have the machines there, the boys from Lakewood who went to Vilna to give shiur for the Balabatim, they still have the machines there. So the machines are just to cut the matzahs in fancy designs, and then you have to put it back into the oven, so it takes 5 times as long to make it. So that's what the Gedolim said, it's chometz dagen gomer, you shouldn't allow it. But today, the machines take much less time than the hand matzahs. So the chashash of chimut is not there, but the shaila is, if you have machine-made matzah, matzah has to be shmura. Shmura means asiyah l'shma. Shima mechimis, you should watch it that it should become chametzik. Adarab. The machine shmura takes less time, so it's more mishuma mechimis. But you need asiyah l'shma. So that's a shayla. Is that called asiyah l'shma? If you were pushed, what do? You put in flour over here, you put in water over there, you put in whatever you're going to need, and then you push the button, and the machine was made in such a way, it goes the whole day. It goes for 24 hours. If after 2 hours, you run out of water, and then the goy has to put in more water. So that's called kodol ochitzov. So that you can't consider after an hour or two you run out of flour, and the goy is going to put in more flour. So then the goy is making the rest of the matzah. I set up a system. So I pushed a button. I had water. I had flour. I had everything already with the machinery. So whatever would be accomplished by what I did as it stands now, that you can say Isha Mishum Chitzav, maybe, unless you say it's Kerach Sheni, we'll see it in a minute. That you made argument. But if you run out of water, so whoever pours in the water later, he's doing the rest. If it's going to be a Nachri, so the Nachri can't make Asiyah L'shma. But let's say whatever matzahs would be accomplished based on whatever I have in the machine right now. So Lechori, you should say Isha Mishum Chitzav, Tosafos Isha Mishum Chitzav, Adin and Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not only a din in Parshas Nezikin and Parshas Mishpatim, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Maybe you should say Isha Mishum Chitzav is the Maisa Ha'adam. But then the Dvar Avraham would say, if you would push the on button, how many matzahs would be baked if you push the off button a moment later? Zero. If you stop them, it takes 3-4 minutes to bake a matzah. So if you push the on button and it starts to work, then you push the off button right away, so nothing would get baked. So according to the Dvar Avraham, das felt shein in Kerach Rishon. In Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you want to say it's my Maisa, has to be dafka with the Kerach Rishon. But the Kerach Sheni wouldn't be good. The same shayla with tzitzis l'shma. The din requires that the tviya sachutim, when you take wool and you convert it into thread, and you want to use that, those strings for tzitzis, so the Gemara says that tviya sachutim has to be made l'shma. So what if you do, so if you have a person make it be a dime, so he does the tviya sachutim l'shma, what if it's done by machine? So that's the shayla, whether the avoidas, the avoidas ha-tfir, the malachas ha-tfir, that's done by machine, by a Jewish person who says, I'm making the tfir l'shma, is that called asir l'shma? So if you hold isha mishum chitzav and kol ha-tar kula, it also applies, not a din that's only in parshas nezikin, so then it would be considered his maisa, but the only shayla is, but it's only kerach rishon, not kerach sheni. So if you're going to work with the definition of the Dvar Avraham, so by the zero, if you were to push the on button, and then 2-3 seconds later, 5 seconds later, push the off button, you wouldn't have any strings at all. the making of the thread, the tzvias achutim, takes a long time till it keeps on going and going and going. So according to the definition of Bar Ram, how much would be accomplished by the first kvetch, if you would turn it off right away, would be garnished. Nothing would be accomplished. Then nothing would be considered koyakam. Nothing would be considered myself. Everything is called koyashim. Thing is that most of the poskim disagree with the Dvar Ram on this word. The Chazanish disagrees. The Kosher Glover was killed by the Nazis in the war, has a Chula Sefer. So he also he has a Chula Sefer, what's it called? Eretz Tzvi. Shalosh Chulas Eretz Tzvi. He also disagrees, and they both quote the Kosher Glover, the Chazanish, and many others. They quote the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Netilos Yadayim, where the Magen Avraham writes that this distinction that Rav Papa made in all the three Masichtas with respect to Shechita and Atilas Yadayim and Ritzicha, the distinction between Kerachish and Kerashenim, we're not sure what it means. Let's already say, like the Dvar Avraham, if you would push the on button, how much would be accomplished if you would push it off in 5 seconds later? Let's already say, we're not sure, let's say like that. So the Magen Avraham says that this vort only applies if you did Hasoras Hamoneya. It means like this: there's water pressure anyway. The water is flowing in the river anyway. Or let's say no water flowing in the river. There's water pushing down anyway. The water has pressure pushing down. Except that there's a svasayam. So the water doesn't push its way through the svasayam. So if I take a shovel and I take away the border, the svasayam, so now the water, which had pressure anyway from before, the water's not going to start flowing until it'll be so low that it won't go any further. I didn't really... If I take a bucket of water and I start pouring like this, even if it goes and it goes 100 miles, if it kills somebody over there, and that's what I intended to do, that's called my maisa, that's called Kayach Rishon. The only time we distinguish, that's the Magen Avraham, quotes this from the Rishonim, the only time we distinguish between Kayach Rishon and Kayach Sheni is if all I did was Hasaras Hamoneya, there was some force present anyway, there was the water pressure anyway, or the river is flowing anyway, except that it's flowing in that direction. So I took away the edge of the river, so it started to flow in this direction also. I'm not the one who poured it. But if I take a barrel and I turn the barrel sideways and the water starts to flow, see, even what happens, you don't have to turn up the barrel 5 seconds later and figure out how much could have been accomplished with the first 5 seconds. Since I started the whole system, yesh me'ayin, so everything that continues to happen is relating to me. So that's what the Kosher Glover, with the Chazanish, with many other poskim say, if you have an electrical system and it's off, so there's nothing running, there's no system running, when you push the button, you're starting the whole koyach, you're starting everything, not yesh me'ayin, but you're starting the whole system. That's like tilting the barrel on the side and the water starts to flow. That's not just Hasaras Hamaneya. You're starting the Maisa. So that's what they say, that even the matzahs that are baked 10 hours later, and even the wool that's converted into thread 10 hours later, as long as everything was set up, the Shas Maisa, whatever continues to happen relates back to me, and it's considered my Maisa. The Kasha that Taisa says over here, let's say by Shkita, why do you say, if Nafla Sakin Miyodai, first respect Akasha, if Nafla Sakin Miyodai Vishachat, Shchitas of psula. So why should it be psula? Why don't you say Yishem Yishem Chitza?
Doesn't the Mu'rav Yosef
say the book of Kama relates on Rokh Saneir, that let's say the relates that she started up before the Shabbat? Kind of burning. The book, yes, it has a famous kasha in this Gemara. He asked, once we pass from like Rabbi Yochanan, that Yishem it's considered as if I'm continuing to do it. So he asked Akasha, how can a balabasta ben shlich ban erev Shabbos? It's considered as if she continues to do the hadlaka on Shabbos. So why is the woman not in violation of melechas habor on Shabbos? So the Mukiyes, he gives the teretz. He says, when I do a maisa habor and it continues to burn, it's considered as if everything that happens later was done by me at the very first moment that I did it. So it's considered as if she burnt the whole candle on erev Shabbos. Not considered as if she continues to do the Havara on Shabbos, considered as if she did the whole Havara on Erev Shabbos in the first moment. Then he comes up with the Chiddush. He says, let's say a person makes a flame and he burns down the whole neighborhood. $5 million of damage. So he has to pay. What if the fellow himself gets a heart attack? The other mamaz, he gets a heart attack 2 minutes after he made $5 worth of hezek, and then the $20 million hezek occurred after he died already. So do you say I was the mazik. You say, I became a chuyiv after I died. I become a chuyiv to pay the $10 million of hezek. How can you say that? If I would really become a chuyiv to pay $10 million and then get a heart attack and die, then the nizik can collect from the yorshim if I leave karkos. But if I leave karka, so the nizik or the nizakin can collect from the karka of the yorshim that they get b'yerushim. But that's only by medvar mamurim. If I became a chuyiv while I was still alive, but if I die before the hezek occurs, so why should the yorshim have to pay for a chuyiv? They didn't do the hezek, and I didn't do the hezek either. I died already. So the Mukhi Yosef writes this big chiddush, and the Ramah quotes it in the end of Chayesh Mishpat Allah Alamayis. He says, if I made an eish, and then it burnt down the whole neighborhood, it made $10 million of hefset, so I say, Gloya Milsum Amafreya, that all of that $10 million of hefset was contained within the first ma'aseh that I did. So I became Mukhiyev the first moment that I did it. I died 5 minutes later. It doesn't matter. The whole $10 million hefset is considered as if it was done while I was still alive in the first 5 minutes. That's how he answered the kasha by Shabbos. He said it's considered as if the balabasta burnt the whole candle on Erev Shabbos when she benches lich. Not considered as if she continues to do it. So the Mukhi Yosef claims the same would be true by Nezikim. A shayla.
I mean, I'm sleeping. I'm not doing anything.
Right. That's Achrayim give that teretz. Right. Achrayim give that teretz. That by Shabbos there's no malacha b'shevi altas. You have to do the malacha b'kum b'yaseh. You have to do some chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. That's what the Achrayim, the Chasam Sefer, the Nesibis, and others give that teretz. But the Mukhi Yosef himself does not give that teretz. He gives a different teretz. He says the answer is that everything is contained within the pula that I did in the very beginning, and it's considered as if I did everything in the very beginning. And he comes up with that chiddush that there'll be the Shiva Nechasim, even though the Adam Amazik dies, before the big Hezek occurs, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that he became a Chuyah from the first second that he did. The Ktsais HaChayshin is not so convinced that we should paskan like that the Mukhi Yosef. He thinks that there are Rishonim who disagree. And he chapters the Ramah. Why did the Ramah quote this? The Mukhi Yosef Lalacha, he thinks that there are other Rishonim who would not agree to that. That's a question of Ktsak Allah. Right. The Gemara says you need Kriyat Gavra for Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara says the water, Netilas Yadayim needs a kli. The water has to be contained in a kli. You have to pour the water directly from a kli. So here the shaila is, the faucet is a kli that contains. The faucet doesn't contain anything. There is a kli in the building somewhere. There is a big container where the water comes, but the water goes via all the pipes and the pipes are also called the kli. Here it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say you have a pitcher with a lip on top. And if the pitcher stands like this and you fill that up with water, the water will start to overflow before it gets to the lip, because the lip is higher up. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't pour the water over the lip, because the lip is not called a kli. A kli means something that can contain water. See, here, the thing on top, the top is all level, the same height. So you can fill up this cup with water if the table is level, if the ground is level, the table is level. So the cup is level, so you can fill up the cup with water up until the top. So till the top of the cup is called the kli, means it has a base kibul it contains. But if it has a lip that's taller, higher up, elevated, if you fill it up, the water will flow out. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the lip is not considered a kli. So the pashtus, I didn't understand. If you have a container somewhere, there's a boiler or something, hot water, cold water, there's a container in the building somewhere. But then you have all the pipes. The pipes don't hold the water, so the pipes are like gora from the lip on top. So how can people say that when you turn on the water, all the water that comes through the pipe is considered that it came from the kli? Yeah, it came from the kli via the whole, all of the pipes. The pipes are not considered a kli. So that's no good for the Tilas Yadayim. I don't know, the Tzitz Eliezer has a chill where he says, Mikir Adin, you can do the Tilas Yadayim like that. That is not a problem. He doesn't address this issue. He writes Baruch's other issues on this. He doesn't address this issue. How is that called the Tilas Yadayim from the kli? The kli is in the basement, or the roof, wherever. And then you have all of these pipes that connect it. So that's worse than the lid. Much worse than the lid. Is that called a container? If the lid is a problem, the lid is just a half an inch. I would have thought that's also a problem. I would have thought there must be other pipes inside also that don't contain. The pipes that go sideways, no? They all contain. Up until the point that it starts to bend over.
Otherwise it would take 5 minutes to get it from the
so it's over here already. Could be. Could be. I don't know. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. He thinks that Mikra Adin is good. Right. So the Chazon Ish and the Rashba and Rab Chaim say what Taisa suggested in Leina Chalik B'Shchita. They hold that perhaps that's the Emes of Teres, what Taisa said. That you should distinguish between those three, only those three cases where you need Koyach Gavra. So there Isha Mishim Chitzav doesn't help. Isha Mishim Chitzav may be Taka Adin and Kol HaTarakula. Chutz Migim HaMekaynes. The three cases where you need Koyach Gavra, maybe they don't see Isha Mishim Chitzav. That's a simple reading of Tosis. And Loim L'chalek B'Shchit, and they say, but Loim Estaba L'chalek, because they said on the third line that even by Ritzicha you say Isha Mishim Chitzav. Once you reinterpret that Gemara in Bava Kama, so it doesn't say that in Bava Kama. So that's one suggestion. Then Tosis has another line towards the end. Tosis is working on this kasha. They go back and forth, back and forth. So on the second line from the end of the Tosis, Tosis comes up like this: the Eish Nami. They're coming with a new suggestion. Maybe Eish Nami Shaloi Hei Niso. Tosis goes with the sheet that Isha Mishim Chitzav is called Ritzeach. Is called Ritzicha. That's how they read the Gemara. And Bava Kama, they say Kinemuchach. It's Muchach and Bava Kama the way they read the Gemara. Velvel had a different reading. But Tosis thought that it's Muchach and Bava Kama. So now they're backing out. Od Yesh Lefarish, they're giving another teretz. As Vos, Eish Nami Shaloi Hei Niso, Leberuch Metzuya, Potami Miso. Only Chayiv Momen. What does that mean? So there's a famous Maharsha. The Maharsha made a Haggah, and the Maharsha says the Haggah is incorrect. And the Maharsha says, what does this line in Tosis mean? So the Maharsha says, he thinks Tosis said the following. When you say, Isha Mishum Chitzav, that whatever happens later relates back to me, is considered as if I did it, and Tosis goes to their Shita, that Isha Mishum Chitzav is Haino Hach with the Koyach Gavra, it's all the same thing, no difference. That's only if there was no Koyach Acher, the Uruboy. Let's say, there was no ruach. I make a flame, and the wind is not blowing. But the flame, the tablecloth burns, then it falls on the fire falls on the rug, then the carpet burns, then the stairs burn, then this burn, the next thing. Everything caused the next thing to burn, weiter, weiter, weiter. But if it only travels, if it travels without the assistance of a wind, but if you have to have a wind to blow the flame, weiter, that's a koyach achem yuraboy. So that's what Tosis is saying. A koyach achem yuraboy will not be called Isha Mishim Chitzav. The worst it can be is Isha Mishim Amono. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Isha is Chitzav, that's only when there's no wind. But we need another koyach, then it. So that's how Tosis suggests to Farem for a lot of kashas. That's how the Marsha reads Pashat Pshat in Tosis. The Chazon Ish quotes the Marsha in the Sefer on Bava Kama. He says he finds that hard to believe. How can you say such a thing? The Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama that each one of the Abbas Nezikin has a quirk of Aloha L'Hilchaseya. This one is Pater Antom, and this one is Pater Akelim, and this one is Chatzin Nezik, this one is Pater Bishuzerab. Each one is Adam Achoybul Eskai Chamishin Dvarim. So each one, you have to figure out any given Hezik, is it a Tolda of Eish? Is it a Tolda of Bor? Is it a Tolda of Shor? Is it a Tolda of Adam? What is it a Tolda of? How do you determine whether it's a Tolda of A, B, C, D, or E? It has to have the same properties. So the Gemara says, just like Bor is Tchilas Asiyosel and Ezek, and it's a Bor, so whatever is Tchilas Asiyosel and Ezek, it's a Sheva Regal is Dark Alahazik. And Karen is Meshunim, or Karen is Kavanos Alahazik, whatever the description, the unique description of Karen is. And then the Gemara says, what is Eish? What's the unique description of Eish that you should know what falls under the category of Eish? So the Gemara says, Koyach Hacham Yoruban. So the Gemara says, that's what the pick takes, that's what the Eish is all about. That it does have a Koyach Hacham Yoruban. So what are you coming and telling me that the Marsha is telling me that the Machlek Zav Yechanem Eish Lokish, where the Eish is Mishum Chitza Mishum Amon, is only if the wind is not blowing. There is no Koyach Hacher. So then Rabbi Yechanem is happy to say, Shalim Shalom Hamavir is Abeira, that Eish is Mishum Chitza Vitzodam Achlevel, Odam Amazi. But if you need the assistance of another natural force, Rabbi Yechanem will agree to Eish Lokish. that it's only Yishim Yishim Amonim B'Yishim Yishim Chitzvah. He says, how can you say that? The Chazon Ish says, it's against the whole Gemara. The Gemara says the whole unique description of Daish is that it has a Karach Hachem Yubar. So he thinks that it can't be. It cannot be that that's what it says in Tosfos. So what does it say in Tosfos? So he kvetches. He's not sure. He says, maybe Eish is a Rashi Tevis. He keeps on backing out. He says, maybe it's a Rashi Tevis of Avna Sakina Masor. He says, maybe it's a Xeris HaKosuv, that Ishim Ishim Chitzav, and it only applies to the Obis, and it doesn't apply to the Tolbis. Very shver, very shver. He's not sure himself. But then he gives one suggestion that stems with what Rav Chaim has. And that suggestion, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, and that's what the Nesiva says. And that answers a lot of kashas. It probably answers all the kashas. I'll say it over like this. There is a sheet, how are you kind of metaltalin? I think when we learned Kiddushin, you must understand. How are you kind of metaltalin? So you do hakbor. And sometime here, a kind of pair of glasses, you do hakbor. If it's a very heavy thing and it's too hard to make hakbor, then we allow you to make Mashiach, to move it over. But if it's a very light thing, you can make hakbor. So the Gemara says, Baba Basa, you're not kind of with Mashiach, you got to make hakbor. There's one Tana who insists, no. Even at the Hema Gasa, you have to make a hakbor. I want to sell you an elephant, you have to make hakbor. So the Gemara says, and how's he going to make a hakbor on the elephant? How's he going to pick up the elephant? So the Gemara says, Chavila is Moris. What does it mean? A bundle of branches. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Pshat, you put a whole bunch of branches here, and you get the elephant, you schlep the elephant up on top of the branches. So he made a hakbor, one tefach, three tefachim, whatever you need a hakbor. He got the elephant to go up a tefach, a three tefachim. Tosfos has a different pshat than the Gemara. Tosfos says, chavila is moiris, you wave the branch of cherries on top of the elephant, and he starts whatever elephants like, bananas, cherries, whatever, ice cream. So you wave it on top, and the elephant jumps up. So since the elephant jumped up a tefach, a three tefachim, machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, how much you need for hakbor? Rashi holds you need three tefachim. And Tosfos tells that one tefach is enough. So if the elephant jumps up, that's a good Kenyan hakbor. So the Tzoris HaChoshim says, what do you see from that Tosfos? That it's a good Kenyan hakbor. Not only if I pick it up, if I whistle to the elephant and the elephant jumps up, that's also cool. But I didn't do it. So the answer is, it's Karach HaChem Yorba is also good. If Ichabonga drag the elephant, that the elephant jumps up, it's also good hakbor. Frek the Tzoris HaChoshim Akashim. There's a Gemara in the second Perek in Baba Basra that has a din. In order to go fishing, they used to put in nets in the ocean, in the river, and they used to put in bait. They used to put in a dead fish, whatever, something that they know, worms, whatever they know the fish would be interested in running for. So the fisherman puts the nets, and he puts the bait. So the Gemara says, it's not permissible for me to grab the fish that came into your nets. I'm not allowed to chapoise the fish that went in, and if you did, you're a Russian. Sure. So it's not a nice thing to do. What do you mean not a nice thing? You slap him on the hands. He's a Gazlan. The one, if I whistle to the elephant and the elephant jumps up, you see it's a Kenyan hakbor. So if I put the bait in the net, and all the fish see the bait, and they all swim over there. Some of them swim up, some of them swim sideways. So I just made a Kenyan hakbor, Kenyan Mashiach. It's like I whistled to the fish, and they all jumped. I didn't whistle, I put the bait there, I put the worms, I put the dog there, and the other fish run towards the dog. So the Tzoris HaChoshim asked the Kasha, why does it say just not right? It's Hasogas Bu, whatever, Machikim Tzuris HaDag Meradayim. It's a different din. What do you mean? I was cutting all the fish with the Kenyan hakbor, with the Kenyan Mashiach, so it should be Gezel Gomer. That's his kash. So the Nesiva says the teretz is, it depends. Whenever you have a koyach hacham yuraboy that relates back to you, that's a din of isha mishum chitzav and kol atarakula, yeah? Like Tosfos said, isha mishum chitzav and kol atarakula, it relates back to me, it's considered as if I did the maizah. That's only if I'm whistling, I'm waving the cherries on top of the elephant is jumping up while I'm waving the cherries. Simultaneous with my pu'ula is the Karach Hacham Yoreboy is functioning. Or I do a pu'ula and I walk away. Immediately following my pu'ula, the Karach Hacham starts to pick up. And it continues where I left off. But if I put the bait in the nets and I go to sleep, and then a half an hour later, the fish start roaming around. When I put it there, there are no fish there. No one sees the bait. And then half an hour later, the fish come, and I'm not doing anything. So the koach acher only begins to function after I did my maisa. So then the koach acher doesn't relate back to me. It's not considered the hemshach of my maisa. My maisa was finished. The koach acher happens later, that have my tzav. That's exactly what the Gemara says here. If kofsa bechama, kofsa betzina, I tie him up in the freezing cold, I tie him up in the burning heat of the sun. So then there is another the natural force that's functioning over here. I tie them up, and right away when I tie him up, the heat and the cold and the water, it's already working on him. So that koach acher b'yorba relates back to me. But if I tie him up and the koach acher is not here yet, the koach acher b'yorba is going to come later. So if chama lovay, so if tzina lovay, so that's what the Nesivis answers, the Ktsoisis Kashi says, the koach acher doesn't relate back to me. And that's what Rav Chaim writes in his Sefer, and that's what the Chazon Ish says over here. He thinks that that's perhaps what Tosfos meant. Eish nami shalahinisa ala beruach metzuya pata means I made an eish, and the wind was not blowing b'shas ma'isa. The wind starts to blow later. Even I know the wind is going to blow, but that's soif chama lova, soif tzina lova. If the wind is blowing while I tie him up, I have an eish. Let's say the guy is tied up, and I make an eish, and the wind is blowing right now. I make an eish, and the wind is blowing the eish, and it goes vayta vayta vayta. I know it's going to kill him. So that's kofsa v'chama, that you say yishem yishem chitza. But if I make an eish and the wind is not blowing, without the wind blowing, it's just not going to get over there to kill him. And then I know the wind is going to come later. So does the Gemara. So if chama lo, so if tzina lo, that koach acher does not relate back to me. Tosfos says to Kasha, why do you say so if chama lo is not chayiv mitam etzicha? Why don't you say yishem yishem chitza? So that's what Tosfos finally answers. No, Isha Mishem Chitzav doesn't apply by Seif Chama Lava. You only say Isha Mishem Chitzav when the Chama is already present, when the Koyach Hach is already functioning right now. That's what we said when we learn Shabbos, I must say, Rav Soloveitchik thought. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Adav Kuf Chof, that Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atayra. And it's only awesome Drabbon. So therefore, the Mokum Lake, it's Mutam. Tomorrow has the house is burning down. So you're not allowed to take buckets of water and extinguish the flame. That's a Malach and Mechabe. Even though it's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, he's not going to use the Pechon. So it's still, it's awesome the Rabban. Not even allowed to ask a Goy, even though it's a Shluz the Shluz. Asking a Goy is only the Rabbanon, and Malach and Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is only the Rabbanon. It made a separate exam. You're not allowed to ask a Goy, even though it's a Shluz the Shluz. It's awesome. So the Mishnah says, in the name of the Tana Rav Yosi, if I'll take buckets of Klicheres Chadoshim, let's say the fire is over here. So I'll put buckets of Klicheres Chadoshim that contain water in a circle. So right now the heat doesn't affect the buckets, but when the heat of the flame will keep on expanding, it'll come closer to the buckets will crack, the water will spill out, and the water will b'meila put out the flames. I put all the buckets in a circle around the flame, in another 3 minutes, when the heat comes close enough, it'll crack the buckets and the water will extinguish the flame. That's called Gram Kibui. So that's mutam and ater. It's awesome at the Rabban. And Makom Bleika, we're mamma. That's how the Rambam quotes a Mordechai. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Not everybody agrees, but that's how the Rambam passes halacha on that. So the Gram Kibui is mutam and ater. Awesome at the Rabban. The Makom Hefsid Meruba. The Makom Chayla. Let's say the Grama telephones. So the Makom Chayla, we allow Grama, and Shalom the Makom Chayla, Shalom the Makom Hefsid Meruba. We don't allow Grama. So what's the definition of Grama? So in the Shmir Shabbos Bruchas, it quotes in Chulis Marsham that the definition of Grama is whenever you set up a system where the Malach is going to occur later. It's going to be a delayed reaction. The Malach is going to occur Lachas Man, that's called Grama. If the Malach occurs immediately, then it's called Malach HaViyadak. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that that was correct. He thought that if you have a Shabbos clock, the Shmir Shabbos Bruchas talks, you have a Shabbos clock, and the light is not going to go on. Or the light is going to go on at the 5 o'clock, and you want it to go on in another half hour. Now you don't want to wait till 5 o'clock. So if you arrange that the light should go out another half hour. So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas assumes that that's awesome at the Rabbanah because of Groma. And really, since it's only Groma, so there's what to negotiate. There's room to be makel in certain cases. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't correct. He thought that that's Malacha Gemura Deraisa. He said, that's not the definition of Groma and Malacha Lachazman. He thought the definition is, if I do a Pu'ula and the Koyach Acher didn't begin to function yet, the koach acher is going to function later. I put the barrels of water, and the heat that's going to crack the barrels didn't begin to affect the barrels. The heat didn't reach the barrels yet. It'll take another 2-3 minutes till the heat gets to the barrels. So since the koach acher of the heat is not going to begin to function till later, You can't say that the pula that I did, everything that's going to result from it relates back to me. The Karach Achad didn't take over after I left. The Karach Achad didn't mitzarf, didn't join up with my pula. But if you have a Shabbos pot where everything is plugged and everything's hooked up all together, and you push the button that the light should go out in another half hour, and everything was all hooked up. So you walk away. The Karach Achad takes over where you left off. It continues to go weiter. So if you set it up and you're handling the Karach Achad and it goes weiter, then you say, Yishim Yishim Chitzov. Then it continues, whatever continues to follow is considered your Malach and relates back to you. That's what he's thought based on the Rav Chaim and based on the Chazanish's reading of the Tosfos Eish Nami. If it's Shalai Misel of Ruach Metzuya, it doesn't mean like the Marsha. He says if the Ruach Metzuya didn't begin to blow until after, I made the Eish and then the Ruach Metzuya comes. Then if the Karach Acher doesn't take over when I left off, then it doesn't relate to me. That's the Nesibas by the fishing, and that's what Rav Chaim has like that. That's what the Chazanish reads in this Tosfos. It's a big topic. It's negated to Shmur Matz, it's negated to the making the mikveh, it's negated to the Tvias Achutim Lachmaz, it's negated to Kolatara Kula, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kinyan. It's a very broad topic. There's more in the middle of the Tosfos also, but it's a big topic. Rabbi Yechanan agrees there's a Ptur of Tomin only when it's Isha Mishum Mamona. He also agrees sometimes that Eish is only Mamona. When is that? If it's Kol Lo Chitzav. The Gemara has another comment. If I left the flame, and the flame left unattended, will only do a Hezek Gat Kan. It'll burn everything down in the room, and it won't go past the walls of the room. And then, somehow, somebody comes later and opens up the door. So because of the Maisa that he does later, someone else opens the door, so the flame of Mele keeps on going. And I'm there, I could have extinguished the flame. I was Peshay, I didn't do anything about it. So that's only Isha Mishum Amona. That's called Kol Lachitza. Based on what I did at the time that I made the fire, it's not going to go weiter. But then I'm Peshay and I allow it to go further. I'm negligent, so that's going to be Isha Mishum Amona. The one who opened the door is, that's with the previous taste that we had last week. The one who opened the door is only Hasaras HaShmire. So Hasaras HaShmire is not Chayv either. That's called Grama Benazik and Pot. In this week's Sedrin, Parshas Bamidbar Nosa, so the Torah gives about the census of Bnei Yisrael. So they had to take a census of each one of the Shvatim. They had to take a census of Shevet Levi also. So the Ramban points out in Parshas Bamidbar and says, Pelet Digazach, how come Shevet Levi were those who were closer to the Baruch Shalom? They were doing in the Beis Hamikdash, they were doing Avodas Akrabonis, the Kohanim, the Levim. How come Shevet Levi was less than half the population of any other Shevet? They should have had the bracha from the Baruch Shalom. There should have been more. So the Ramban has a famous answer that the pasuk says, "Kashi." Pasuk says by the Mitzrayim, "Kashi Yanu Osa Ken Yivra V'Chen Yifrez." When the Mitzrayim said, "We're going to torture them. We're going to make them burn up. We're going to kill them." So the Ruach HaKodesh said, "Can you live in Yifrit?" So the Ramban says the Chazal had a tradition that Shevet Levi was not Tachashibit Mitzrayim. So he suggests maybe the pshat is the bracha "Can you live in Yifrit?" only applied those who were Tachashibit Mitzrayim. So they had a bracha that the Paschal said, "Can you live in Shevet Levi?" was putter from the Shibit Mitzrayim. So that didn't happen. A lot of times in Jewish history, we see like that terrible, terrible tragedies occur. Keseda, every day there are tragedies in Eretz Yisrael. They're killing people every day. And we're ripped apart, we're ready to die. And but we have emuna that tremendous things are happening. But for the building up of Klal Yisrael, when terrible things happen, Mistama the Baruch Shalom is bringing out tremendous Yeshuas and Achamas and tremendous population growth and other things are going to come from that. So we have to have a moon that what the Ramban said will be Mekuyim in our generation, as it was Mekuyim in many generations in the past. That all of the tzoras that Yom HaSodom gave us turned out, the Ruach HaKodesh said, "Can you live the everything will turn out to turn." Next week the Shem will be on Monday night.
Downstairs. Why is the morning drop less kosher than the first drop? When he lets the water go, his kayak field, a million drops that you go by. But you have to start from the first one in order to get to the million. In other words, it's something like a break even. I mean, when you saw that the water made a hole, so you can't say that the moon dropped was less than the first, because why is the first time?
Adonai Eloheichem Emet.
Uno pasot uchayim aleinu kiyu Adonai Eloheinu veinzu latol banachu Yisrael amol hapodin miyamalachim alpinu yichalim mikavaritzim ha'el nipran mitzarin v'ham shalim l'chol oyvein avishenu oseh v'olot in teker niplaot adin mishav v'som ha'shem v'chayim 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 Malchut tov ratzon kibnu lehem, Moshe v'yisvanu chashira, v'simcha rabah v'yamaru chulam. Mikamach v'ilim Adonai, mikamach nadav v'kodesh,